It's the one-week birthday today for a cloned bantang, a kind of wild Southeast Asian cattle. Bantangs are an endangered species. Fewer than 8,000 are believed to survive in the wild. Scientists succeeded in taking a frozen skin cell from a captive bantang and fusing that with a regular cow egg that had its genetic material removed. That embryo was transferred to the womb of a domestic cow in Iowa, and last Tuesday, Robert Lonza, with the Massachusetts firm Advanced Cell Technology, which collaborated on the cloning, was there to watch the birth of the cloned offspring. Dr. Lonza, this was a delivery by cesarean section. Can you tell us about the birth?
Yes, we use cloning to resurrect an endangered animal that died almost a quarter of a century ago, and we now have an adorable baby bantang that looks just like a little Bambi with its big brown eyes and ears. It was really quite amazing. Here we were out in a farm in Iowa watching a beef cow give birth to this exotic endangered animal that normally is born in the bamboo jungles of Southeast Asia. The animal was born last Tuesday morning and is totally normal, dancing and jumping around, having a good old time.
Making some noise?
Yes. In fact, within minutes after it was born, it was struggling to get to its feet and let out a loud bellow, and we all applauded.
I've seen a picture from the San Diego Zoo of the little guy. He's pretty cute, drinking from a bottle.
Totally adorable, yes. And he's suckling away, and we have very high hopes for him.
Describe, if you could, the science behind this. You took genetic material from a bantang at the San Diego Zoo that had been dead for 23 years.
Yes, we actually used this cross-species cloning to resurrect an endangered animal that had died almost a quarter of a century ago. And about a year ago, the San Diego Zoo sent us a vial of frozen skin cells from a bantang. It was stud 391. And the bantangs were cloned by transferring the DNA from these cells into empty eggs from ordinary domestic cows. We then implanted the cloned embryos into a herd of beef cattle, which served as the surrogate moms. And although we started with 16 pregnancies, we only had two of those go to term.
Now, the second bantang, you referred to two. I understand that one did not fare as well.
Yes. Unfortunately, the second animal, which was born last Thursday, was born on the large size. It was twice the size that you would anticipate for a baby bantang. We were monitoring that very closely, and we just received news today that because of the health of the animal was going to be euthanized.
This is, I think, one of the criticisms of cloning, that there's a high failure rate, a lot of health problems. In this case, one out of two didn't make it.
Well, we do know that there are some problems with cloning, and in particular, there's something known as large calf syndrome, which in this particular instance, can lead to health problems. And so, again, obviously this technology has not been perfected, and I think, in fact, this is one of the reasons why those of us in this community are so strongly against at least applying this for human reproductive purposes, I mean, aside, obviously, from the obvious ethical and moral issues.
One of the goals here is to help perpetuate an endangered species. But what do you say to those critics who say, if you want to do that, help preserve habitat, help create an environment so that these species can thrive?
I couldn't agree with them more. I mean, make no mistake about it. Habitat protection is the cornerstone of all of our conservation efforts. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend all of that energy on habitat preservation if there are no animals left to preserve. It's like two sides of a coin. On the one side, we have to make every effort to preserve the animal's habitat. But on the other side, you have to maintain a viable, healthy population of animals. You need valuable genetic diversity in order for the animals to have a fighting chance to survive, to ward off disease and to adapt to other environmental insults.
Well, Dr. Lonza, thanks very much.
Sure, no problem.
Robert Lonza is vice president with Advanced Cell Technology, which collaborated on the successful cloning of an endangered bantang. A second bantang was euthanized today.